Good almost afternoon, everyone. So today on the Java Pod, I decided to record today because I've recorded two episodes already on Anchor. It's also the Java Pod, but today I decided to record something totally brand new. I do have my episode that says that it's going to be a food box, but I decided to push that to now because I am 23 today. Yeah, woo! So I decided to push it to earlier because I was totally not going to record at 2, but I am now. So, I decided to say a couple things. So, today on the podcast, I decided to look into some 80s cultural stuff for coffee, and kind of in general, I found that some 80s coffee commercials, I've watched a couple, they were popular, but I find them, like, there were some from now that were better than some of the 80s ones. Like, for example, the Folgers one, I found that the graphics from then to now, obviously they're better because they changed from the 80s to the 2000s, and obviously they're better, but I decided to check that out. Be sure to take a look at each one of them. So, what I am on is for the, I'm on the CastBox, of course. So if you want to check it out, I also have Cafe Coffee Queen on YouTube, and I'm also on Twitter. So follow me, Cafe Coffee Queen. Like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. I'm not always on YouTube anymore because of this podcast. I'm always podcasting now because I got so used to podcasting. So I decided to give you my feedback on a couple of things. So the holidays are coming up. I really love the holidays because there's so many things that you can do on the holidays with making gingerbread houses and presents with the family and just going around the table, telling everybody what you're thankful for. Like for me, for example, I'm thankful for my family, my friends. Right, I say friend, I should have said friends. We're getting this new job, I hope, because I shadowed today on my birthday. Yes, I did shadow on my birthday because I worked. My work ethic is on the roof, so I decided to do it and be grateful for it because be grateful for everything that you have in your life, and having new experiences, new people in your life is always a blessing, so definitely have those things in your life. So new people, new things to be thankful for, the people around you, your support system. That's an important one because not a lot of people have a support system. I'm thankful for my support system. Not a lot of people have a big support system, and I'm just heavily grateful for that. So if there's something that you are definitely thankful for, I definitely want you to comment or even whatever you do on Nescafe. I mean, on a CastBox, definitely something that you're thankful for because the holidays are like my favorite thing that I'm thankful for. My family, my friends, my job coming up, my job now, and just life in general. I don't really have anything negative to say. So let's get this show started. Woo! So I went to Dunkin' this morning. I decided to get a coffee, a large iced coffee. My usual flavor, 8 vanilla swirl, 8 cream, and they didn't get it right, and they gave me 4, and the person didn't understand what I was telling them when I told them a bunch of times, and I don't like how Dunkin' does it sometimes, because sometimes their speakers, they don't work, and sometimes when people tell them, they don't fix it right away, because they say, oh, it's fine. It'll be fine for now, and then when we have the time to fix it, we'll fix it, and then they don't fix it, and that's a problem, because they didn't hear what I said in the speaker. It was really, really buffered, as I would say, almost like the video was buffered. So the person could, and I don't discriminate. Like, yeah, you don't speak English, but at the same time, I'm not going to discriminate against that, because if you don't speak English, that's fine. Not everybody's first language is English, so I'm not going to discriminate about that. That didn't really upset me. That didn't appall against me in any way. So I asked for the 8 vanilla swirl, 8 cream, and of course the Dunkin' speaker didn't work. So I'd said it like 5 times and she said okay and okay and okay and okay 50 times to the same thing on the speaker. And long story short, I didn't get the amount of French vanilla I'd like, but I also did get the amount of cream, so I wasn't really upset. The problem was is they went a little overboard on the vanilla, and I was already, like, a few minutes late for the shadowing of this job, so I wasn't too upset, because it was, like, the Dunkin' that was right near the job site, right in the same plaza, so I wasn't really too upset about it. So, long story short, go to get food, coffee, anything like that earlier in time. And I should have done that. So, okay, I'm mad right now because my dog decided to... I just vacuumed the couches. People, whoever has pets and has this problem, it's so awful. You get back from work, you vacuum the couches, and your pet wants to jump on them. Whoever else has this problem, definitely say something about it in this podcast, because my brother's dog, like, I just vacuumed all the couches, and yes, I get she's scared of the vacuum, but I just wanted to say, bro, get off of my couches, like, go away, these are my couches, do not even come on this couch, because I just vacuumed these couches, and I don't want you touching them, I don't want you near them, and you just literally messed up what I just did, so now I have to redo it all over again. And don't get me wrong, she's a golden, she's a good dog sometimes when she's smart. But she's gotten scared of a lot of things lately, so I don't really seem to really care, because she's looking at her own shadow. So, that's pretty okay with me. So, holidays. Holidays are okay, it's just, it depends on the holiday too. Like, it could be Christmas or New Year's, where you're just like, oh my god, I need to get everything, and you wait for Black Friday or Amazon or all of those kinds of holidays, and you're just like, oh my god, why did I just wait? And then, like, I just went, because, like, I'm getting a new job right now, like I said before, and I waited till the last minute. Not the last minute, I waited before the Black Friday sale. So I went to Walmart, and because they have all those gifts that they put out, so I decided to go to Walmart, and I'm a cheap person, like, but these are gifts were somewhat not, they weren't, like, extremely expensive, but they were cheap enough to where they were good presents, so I was pretty happy about that, and plus the fact that I didn't wrap them yet, and I waited for the last minute, that was the even better part, because then I didn't have to wrap them right now. So that also is, like, the best part of it. I don't have to wrap right now, but I can just get the gifts and then wrap them last minute. So that's my preach for right now. So one Wookiee Spy is at work. I'm at my house. I'm bored. I want to do something. I'm 23 and I want to do something. I'm really bored. Let me do something. I'm really bored. Oh, I'm just going to go like this. Thank you. Okay, so I was podcasting? Yes, I was. Okay, so long story short, and I'm going to do this for a while. Long story short, whoever wants coffee, get it early. Get it quick. Don't be a slacker. Because I was slacking this morning, and let me tell you, I was slacking so badly because I didn't want to get out of bed. My butt is, like, I know I'm big, but I was so warm. I was so tired. I slept late because I podcasted last night on Anchor, and I was, like, not in the mood to go and do anything. And I was like, okay, maybe I'll podcast for a few minutes, and then I'll just do something, and then maybe I'll just get a coffee late and not worry about it. And long story short, I just decided to go to work. I was a little bit late, and then podcast now. So long story short, I made it. Hey, look, Ma, I made it. Everything's gonna look graded. I just said graded, and it's faded. Wow. It's not even the worst part is, it's not even the weekend, and it's Monday. It's fucking Monday. Freaking Monday. I don't know how CastBox does it, but I don't know if they take out the swears and things, but it's Monday, and I'm really not, like, in the mood to do anything except watch the Chiefs game and drink a beer. And that's all I want to do today is just watch the Chiefs game and drink a beer. That's all I'm in the mood to do. And hopefully that you have seen some of the 80s culture for coffee, because I have, and it's amazing. I like the Nescafe, I like Folgers, I like Maxwell. What was another one? I'll think of it. I did this last night where I named a few of them and I couldn't think of the last one. And it got so boring to the point where I was just like, oh, I'm just going to stop podcasting, because then if I podcast about something I don't know about, then it's just going to be like, wow, you're dumb. Or, well, you're just really not a podcaster at all. So I literally love their posters, because it's also like the You Can Do It with the lady with the muscles, and I'm just like, oh my god, maybe I could put coffee in there too. Maybe I can try and do something different. Hopefully. And it's pretty cool, because I like how they have the advertisements and the billboards with the Folgers and the Maxwell House. And oh my god, I just named it! Wow. I'm so tired today. So and it's 12 o'clock. So I'm going to get off this so I can take a nap, because I want to watch the whole game. My boyfriend's like, oh, you won't stay awake to watch the whole game. And I told him, like, it's my 23rd birthday, first of all. Second of all, if I want to watch the whole game and drink a beer at the same time, I'm going to do that. And you're not going to stop me. So, okay, thank you for trying to tell me what to do. So I'm not going to listen to you like I always do. Ladies, I don't listen to a man. Yeah, I just realized that was so corny. So anyway, I'm getting off this. I'm going to take a nap. Remember, coffee is your best friend, whether it's ice cold, frozen, or is ice cold, frozen, or even hot coffee. That's always your best friend. And I hope you all have a great day. And I will see you guys next time on the Java Pod!